All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up page, what he has in here, Dalad Shin, instead of Shade, instead of Shin Dalad. So we're picking up second class paragraph from the bottom. And this is what Rabbi Nachman writes. Torah Reish Tanach Aleph, Kishinofo Adam Madrigasom. When a person, actually, we'll say a very, very profound statement. When a person falls from his Madriga, a person suffers a lapse, right, in his personal standing, person should know that I will say this lapse is mina shamayim. What a profound statement. That the lapse itself is mina shamayim. Now what does that mean? What that means is not so that it's ordained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will say, so what does that mean? That a person doesn't have responsibility when they suffer a lapse? No. What it means is, like we've seen many times, that one of the pillars of Emunah is that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, that does not relieve me or absolve me of personal responsibility. I'm obligated, I'm answerable for all of my actions. But Lamais, again, what it tells me is that everything that occurs to me and with me, there's an element of hashgacha. There's a message. There's a meaning. There's something to be learned. So see, even when I suffer a setback, when I fall, min hashamayim, he means that there's an opportunity here for growth. There's an opportunity here for aliyah. There's an opportunity here for me to go ahead and make something of this circumstance. Yerbo say, we often think that it's only our successes that serve as a springboard for personal growth. And Rabbi Nachman says it's not true. Our failures serve as a springboard for growth as well. Because our failures teach about our weaknesses. Our failures teach us about the areas in which we need improvement. Our failures tell us exactly how it is or what we need to do in order to be able to progress. So as such, if one takes advantage of a failure, quote unquote, then one could use it as an opportunity for growth. So we'll say very Rabbi Nachman-esque. So hisrachkus, we'll say sometimes again, distance in and of itself is the beginning of coming close. And sometimes again, when we distance ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is in and of itself the beginning of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alkein, Nafal, sometimes in life we fall because that act of falling is in and of itself the wake-up call to come closer. We all know this. You know, we all have moments in life where we do something or we get involved in something and I say to myself, I can't believe I did that. So what do I do with that? What that tells me is, now that I know I did that, that's a wake-up call, meaning I know I have to work on myself. If I'm the kind of person that's doing this, whatever the this is, you know, we all have our own this. So if I'm the kind of person that's engaging in this type of activity, this is a wake-up call to get myself together. This is a wake-up call that things need to change. This is a wake-up call that ultimately, again, I need to find a way to be misover myself, to be more, to awake myself. He goes on, and I will say, what's the goal? The goal is to start new, to sometimes start new. Sometimes a person has to start fresh, like ultimately again, as if they're a brand new individual, as if they've never started before. You know what the beauty of learning this at 5:45 in the morning is? The beauty of it is that mamish now it's halacha lemaisa. You're supposed to start every single day as if it's a brand new beginning. A brand new beginning. Not just like another chapter, mamish a new book. Every single day, lahaschal mechadash. He goes on, he says, skip to the next paragraph, we'll say, imkein bevadai, Adam bevade adif she Adam yagila tikun shelo velili hikasham. I say obviously the goal in life is to avoid mistakes. Now again, because remember, what's the mechaber saying? The mechaber saying will say is that even in our mistakes, there's an element of hashgacha pratis. Obviously, not to say that I could blame God for what happens to me. I have to take ownership and responsibility for the decisions I make. But that being said, the Ribono shel Olam creates certain circumstances sometimes in order to ultimately allow those circumstances to be the springboard and vehicle for my growth. Even my mistakes, even when I fall, even when I fail. And as such, again, the goal is, my avoda is, what's the avoda of the Jew after failure? Yes, you will say, we know the avoda after failure is what? You analyze your mistakes, you do tshuva, you introspect, you do all these things. But there's another avoda, Bosse. You know what the other avoda is? Start again. Start again. Lahaschil mechadash. To start again new. To realize that, I will say, every single day, I am given a clean slate. Every single day, I'm given that tabula rasa. I'm given that new beginning. I'm given the new opportunity to start afresh. And it's mamish, a brand new, untainted beginning. Imkin bevade, also, I will say, so obviously, the Mechaber says, of course, if possible, it's better to avoid mistakes, right? If possible, it's better to avoid failure, when possible. Believe kashal. Aval acharish nichshal. Rabbi say, after we do fail, ima adam misorer va'oses ha'pulos ha'nechonos, b'shir latakin es ha'davar shen nichshalbo, u'lahashlim es kolach esronos shuhaven sheishal. Rabbi say, if after failure serves as a wake-up call for me to go ahead and introspect and do the necessary actions to remedy that which is broken or deficient, to go ahead and be mashlim, to complete all that is lacking within me. Va'az ha'kishlonos v'ha'chesonos atzmam heima siba l'chavin oso l'hagia l'tikun shalom. The Rebbe says, it turns out that what? That the very mistakes that I make serve to ultimately be the most incredible catalyst for personal growth. Well, say an incredible, incredible yisod. That if I'm able to learn from my mistakes, if I'm able to grow from my mistakes, I'm able to introspect as a result of my mistakes, if I'm able to find the courage to get back up in the aftermath of my mistakes, then what? Then I will say those mistakes themselves become the very ingredients for personal growth. Incredible. Well, let's do a little bit more. Hey, Yitzhara. Skasha adun yodea, shacharei shekvar nichshol. But if a person knows that in the aftermath of sin, in the aftermath of failure, he has the ability to do tshuva and to better himself, and he has the ability to lift himself and be even stronger and be even better after the sin than he was before the sin, Sha'az, Mashenichshal Mishapech Lolotova. That Rebbe will say ultimately again, that which he was nichshol in, that which he ultimately was, that which he stumbled in, becomes ultimately something beneficial. Rebbe will say, remember, if I grow from my mistakes, then lemais again, the mistakes themselves become the very catalyst for growth. He goes on, asu misormi kisholon zelis karev l'Hashem, ubazel lemaisa humachnia esi yetzahara. Rebbe will say, if I'm able to do that, grow from my mistakes, then I'm literally able to humble my Yetzirah. And Rabbi, so which Yetzirah is he referring to? Remember again, as we've established, there are two different Yetziraharas. To Yitzrei Hara. What are the two? What are the two Yetziraharas? There's Yetzirah, the pre-sin Yetzirah, which is Yetzirah which entices me to sin from the beginning. And what? There's the post-sin Yetzirah, which is Yetzirah that tries to convince me that I'm nothing. The Yetzirah that tries to convince me that I'm not good. The Yetzirah which tries to convince me ultimately that I'll never be able to rebound. I'll never be able to get back up. So I'll say, if a person realizes that actually my mistakes offer me the personal platform for growth, that my mistakes actually offer me the opportunity to become stronger, to become better, that my mistakes offer me the opportunity to really understand where I'm deficient and to actively address those deficiencies, then I will say there is no post-sin Yetzer Hara. There's no post-sin Yetzer Hara, because at the end of the day, I will say it is clear that My failures and my fallings are just opportunities to get back up and be even stronger. He goes on, Ki ka'amur, kol yitzahara, hurak ha'kfira, shemachnis ba'adam redifa atzmis. He will say, because sometimes again, remember we spoke about this before, the post-sin yitzahara wants me just to beat myself up, wants me to be down on myself, wants me to be angry at myself, wants me to convince myself that redemption is not possible. Ki alano lishkoach, shemedubar achari amaisa, umasha haya kvar haya. We'll say it's a very profound statement. Umasha haya kvar haya. What happened, happened. What the Mechaber was pointing out, we'll have to stop with this today, but there is this very fine line between, on one hand, we're supposed to do tshuva. So if I do something bad, if I do something wrong, I'm supposed to repent. Right? And I'm supposed to go ahead and mamish try to make amends. On the flip side, there comes a certain point in time where I have to let go. What happened, happened. What happened, happened. I can't reverse it. I can't change it. I can't take it back. I can't live my life focusing on it. We'll say, so this is this very fine dialectic. On one hand, I have to try to redeem the past whenever possible through the mechanism of tshuva, but at the same time, I also have to figure out at what point in time do I let go, and at what point in time do I allow the past to be the past? At what point in time do I simply say, you know what, I can't change what has already occurred, and I need to focus my energies ultimately on moving forward. So I will say, the Mechaber suggests, we just really have to stop, the Mechaber suggests, I will say, that maybe that fine line is as follows. When you go ahead and you take your past and you use it as a catalyst for growth, then Lamaisa, what I'm doing is, I'm doing my tshuva, I'm introspecting, because I can only use it as a catalyst for growth if I understand what I did wrong, how I did it wrong, why I did it wrong, what's the nature ultimately again of my failures and my shortcomings. Well, say only once I go ahead and I analyze that, then I could use these mistakes as a way of growing in the future. So then I reconcile the past, but I stop living in the past. Instead, what I do is I draw from the past ultimately in order to plot the course for the future. All right, we have more to say on this, but Amir Hashem, we'll pick up with this tomorrow.